sexual.
Sabihin niyo, no?
Amen.
Okay, can you raise your hand if you're a kid? Megumi, Ari, Misaki-chan, Matt, Yuri. Okay, we have Misaki. Okay, my question is, we sang a new song this morning. Does anybody remember what the name of the song was?
今日新しい歌を歌ったけど何か覚えてますか?
Anybody remember? Ari, do you remember?
Redemption is your story.
Redemption is your story. Whose story? Who is your? Yeah, it's God's story and it's also our story, right? Redemption is a big word though. Who knows what that means? Anybody? It's like, what is that word I said last week? It's the same meaning. I don't. Impute.Impute. All these words that we don't usually use. And so redemption means like God bought us. What did he buy us with? And so 神様は私たちの代価を払ってくださったんですけれども How? With money? Did he buy us with money? Like when I go to the store and buy chocolate, who likes chocolate?
Me.
Okay, when I pay with money.What did God buy us with? And he bought us with his love and he bought us with his blood.
So let's
just really remember that. As kids and adults, you're never too young or too old to remember that. So,
年齢に関係なく、イエス様によって愛されている、イエス様は私たちのために使われたということを覚えたいと思います。
So, yeah, let's just pray. Kids, can you pray with me?
子供たち祈っていいですか?
Father God, thank you.Thank you that you really did redeem us. Thank you, Lord, that you truly did die for us. Not for somebody else's sins. Jesus, you died for my sins. You died for the sins of every single one of us here. You died for the sins of every single person in this world. And we receive your forgiveness and your love right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.In your name we pray. Amen.
Announcement.
We have a few announcements. Hopefully. We've been having technical difficulties today. Well, while Masa's doing that, can you?
It's okay.
So, how many people, is anybody here for the first time today? 初めて見る場に立った人いますか? Can you tell me your name? お名前?
John.
Do you speak English or Japanese?
でもお嬢さんと義理の息子さんが前にいて僕の同級生のお母さんに
His classmate mom. Praise God. So blessed to have her here today.
緊張しますよね。
Nervous? Why?
はい。アナウンスメントは来週はジョイス・キタノさんをお迎えします。
Next week, a good friend of ours, Joyce Kitano. Some of you know she's going to be caring.
Chi Alpha という大学生運動、大学生のために。
She's been working for Chi Alpha, which is a mission toward in Japan, well, all over the world, but she works in Japan for college students. We're going to have a meeting the last Sunday afternoon, at the annual meeting, so please put that in your calendars and please be praying for that meeting. So as Christians, as the light of this world, the salt of the earth, we really want to be praying, how can we be used by God? How should we be living in this world? So we really want to pray together and let God lead us. Praise the Lord. Prayer meeting. As usual, and also Ken Kyun is in the back. We have an offering bucket in the back. The theme for today is
思考の転換というですね。パラダイムシフト。はい。
He promised there were no hard words.
はい。はい。その考え方を変えるってことを今日考えたいんですけど。
So we want to think about how our mind is transformed.
それで、皆さんですね、過去においてあの時ああいう決心したから今自分がこうあるってのありますか？
Is there anything that you can remember from your past that you made a decision and because of that you are who you are today?
あれ決めてよかったのありませんか？
Because I made that decision that was praise God, that was good. Anyone?
私はまず今日私の話をいっぱいさせてほしいんですけど。
So I want to share a tiny bit about myself today.
私は中学に入った時に、
When I was in junior high school,
1年生の時にはちゃんと一生勉強してました。
And when I was first year, I studied.
でも2年生ぐらいだと、
But when I become second year,
勉強がつまんなくなっちゃうんですよね。
My studying was kind of got a bit boring.
そうするとですね、その授業中にいろんなことを考え始めます。
So I started to think about different things during class.
もうサッカー部ですから、もうサッカーのこととか。
I actually was on the soccer team, so during class, I started to think about soccer.
授業に座ってるんですけど、心はもうサッカーなんです。
I was there, kind of looking like I might have been paying attention, but my mind was completely engrossed in soccer.
またはですね、その読みかけの小説、ノベルなんかに頭がい
く。So I also started to think about various novels that I was reading.
で、つまらないと思う授業の時は大変なんですよね。
Don't you think it's really hard to sit through a boring class? And especially if you have like a novel, a book inside of your desk, you just like want to just look at it, right? Anybody understand that feeling? Anybody who feels has had that experience?
Oh, that's good. I'm glad.
Not only me.
それをやってるとですね、大変になるんですね。
But that's actually not, it can lead to difficulties.
なぜならば、その家に帰って復習しようと思うと何にも分かんないんです。
But the problem with that is when you go home and you decide, oh, I think I'm going to review a bit, you don't know anything that happened in class.
それが何日も続く、もうどうしようもないんですね。
Actually, that continues for a few days in a row or day after day, there's really a big problem.
つまらない授業はもっとつまらなくなる。
So actually, when you do that, the boring class becomes even more boring for the students listening. The class that you began, you started not understanding more and more. You're just completely lost. I was actually living in the dormitory at that time. And there's no adults or parents or anything in the dormitory at our school. And I thought this.
これはまずい。
This is no good.
このまま行ったらまずい。
If I just continue like this, this is no good at all.
2つの決心をしました。
So I decided two things.
授業は 100% 集中する。
Number one, I'm going to pay attention 100% while I'm in class.
もう考えたくても授業以外のことは考えない。
Even if I really want to think about something else, I'm not going to. I'm going to really try hard to focus on
つまらないと思う授業をつまらないと思わない。
Even if it's, I think, oh, it's so boring, I'm going to really try hard not to think it's boring.
ですから、これ、面白いぞだと思うんです。
I'm going to think, oh, wow, this is so interesting, this is so interesting.
でもですね、やっていくとですね、だんだん頭の
Well, actually, when I started to make efforts like that, my mind did slowly change.
ですから私はもう授業時間を 100% 集中するということと、
So, the first one was deciding that I was going to pay attention 100% in class, and the second thing was,
もうつまらない学科は作らない。つまらないと思うような学科は作らない。Like a subject. Any kind of subject.
And I'm not going to have the opinion that any subject is boring. Everything I'm going to think of is interesting.
ですからもうつまらなくなるとですね、ひどい。つまらなくなると、
So if things become less boring or not boring at all,
先生に質問するんです。
So then you actually you want to ask the teacher questions.
つまらもう頭が疲れてると何か先生に質問するんですね。
So maybe the teacher.
自分がつまらない。
Anyway. You're not boring.
Yeah, yeah. So.もうそれはですね、結構自分にとっては良かったですね。
So that was, those two decisions were really good for me.
だから、まあ、なんとかね、いつも小説とか漫画ばっかり読まなくて済むようになりました。
So I stopped reading, comic books and I stopped reading novels in class.
はい。高校に入って私は教会に行き始めました。
When I started to go to high school, I started to go to church.
でもですね、教会に行っていろんなことを聞くんですけども、
And at church you hear various things.
よくわかんないんですよね。
I didn't understand most of them.
で、聖書を読んでるとですね、もういろんなクエスチョンマーク、これありえないよなとかあるんですね。
And I had a Bible, and when I read the Bible, I would write question marks in the margin of things that I didn't understand, and I would also write like I don't understand or how is this possible or those kind of things, comments in the margin. And at church, I heard different difficult things, and it just didn't really speak to my heart.
But
one time I thought this:
もしも神様が本当にいて、
if God is real.
そして神様は私より大きい方ならば、
And if God is bigger than I,
私の頭では神様は理解することはできない。
Then, no matter what I do, I can't understand God with my mind.
もう頭で神様を求めることはやめよう。
So I decided I'm not going to seek God anymore just with my mind.
心で神様を追い求めようと思ったんですね。
I'm going to startSeeking God with my heart as well.
神様もしあなたがいるなら私に語ってくださいと。
And I started to pray from my heart, God, if you're real, please speak to me.
これは私にとっては大きな頭の思考の転換でした。
And this was a huge change for me.
今日は、まあ、この絵を見てですね、皆さんどう思うかですか。
What do you think if you look at this?
綺麗でしょ?綺麗ですよね。はい、これはですね、夏、私の過ごした後にこの目の前にある桟橋ピアですね。
And this is a pier at Nojiri Lake.
ここに座りながら一つのことを思ってました。
And actually, I was sitting on this pier and I thought something.
それはそうですね、悔い改めとは何かと思ってました。
And what I thought was, what does it mean to repent?
で考えながらここに座ってたんですけども、
And I was sitting on this pier and I was thinking.
悔い改めは、まあ、英語ではリペンタンスですね。
And we say repentance in English.
でも、これはもともと聖書の意味では、旧約聖書ではこう振り返るとか戻ってくるという意味です。
But I'm not sure what you think of when you hear the word repent, but in the Bible, repent means to turn around.
もしくは新約聖書は思いの転換、意識の転換なんですね。In the New Testament, it's the change of mind or change of lifestyle. で、そのことを思って私はここに座ってました。もしもですね、悔い改めをしないと私はここを歩いていたら、どうなりますか ?If I don't do regret, はい。
ごめんなさい、ちょっとフルフルしていますので座ります。
もしも私がまっすぐ まっすぐこれを歩いていったらどうなると思いますか?
So if you're walking and you're just following on the pier and you keep walking straight, what's going to happen?
落ちちゃうんですよ、ね。
You'll fall into the lake, won't you?
悔い改めた方向転換しないと落ちちゃうんです、ね。
So you can't keep walking in the same direction down the pier. You have to change your direction or you'll fall in.
悔い改めるのは何か申し訳なかったなと思うんじゃなくて、生き方や考え方が変わらなくてはいけないんですね。
So, repentance doesn't mean to feel, oh, I'm so sorry or I feel so bad. Repentance is a change of direction. It needs to be a change of direction.
で、私たちはどっちの方向に向かっていたら神様に方向を向けますよね。
And, repentance means to change your direction from ourselves to back towards God.
でも、じゃあ何するんですか?具体的に。
So, what does that mean?
もしも神様に方向を向けたら、私たちは一体どういうふうに生活が変わるんでしょうか?
So, what does it mean when we repent? How should our everyday life change?
多分何人もの方がイエス様と出会って、これが変わった、あれが変わったっていうことはあるかもしれません。
Maybe there, some of you are thinking, oh wow, this changed and this changed and this changed.
私たちは日々変えられていく必要があります。
However, we need to be changed daily.
今日はですね、長いんですけれども、旧約聖書のイザヤ書の58章から学んでいきたいと思います。
I want to read for today's text, Isaiah chapter 58, and it's a bit long, but I want to read, the whole text with you.
日本語読めるとゆっくり読みましょうか。
People who can read in Japanese, if you're able, please join me.
はい。イザヤ書58章。喉を枯らして叫べ。黙すな。声を上げよう。角笛のように私の民にその背きを、ヤコブの家にその罪を告げよう。彼らが日々私を尋ね求め、私の道を知ろうと望むように、恵みの技を行い、神の裁きを捨てない民として、彼らが私の正しい裁きを尋ね、神に近くあることを望むように。
Let's read together. Cry aloud. Do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob their sin. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that did righteousness.And did not forsake the judgment of their God. They asked of me righteous judgment. They did like to draw near to God.
3節から、なぜあなたは私たちの断食を顧みず、苦行をしても、認めず、認めてくださらなかったのか。見よ、断食の日には、お前たちはしたいことをし、お前たちのために愚弄する人々を追い使う。見よ、お前たちは断食しながら争いといさかいを起こし、神に逆らって拳を振る。お前たちが今しているような断食によっては、お前たちの声が天で聞かれることはない。そのようなものが私に選ぶ断食、苦行の日であろうか。足のように頭を垂れ、荒布を敷き、灰を巻くこと、それをお前は断食と呼び、地に喜ばれる日と呼ぶのか。
Why have we fasted and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves and you take no knowledge of it? Behold, in the day of your fast you seek your own pleasure and oppress all your workers. Behold, you found only to quarrel and to fight and to hit with a wicked fist. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I choose?A day for our person to humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a reed and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast and a day acceptable to the Lord?
私の選ぶ断食とはこれではないか。悪による束縛を断ち、くびきの結び目をほどいて、虐げられた人を解放し、くびきをことごとく折ること、さらに飢えた人にあなたのパンを先与え、
さまよう貧しい人を家に招き入れ、裸の人に与えば衣を着せかけ、同胞に助けを惜しまないこと。そうすればあなたの光は明け物のように差し入れ、あなたの傷は速やかに癒される。あなたの正義があなたを先導し、主の栄光があなたのしんがりを守る。
Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bond of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is not to share your bread with the hungry, and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, cover them, and not hide yourself from your own flesh? Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily.Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard.
最後ですね、9節から。あなたが呼べば主は答え、あなたが叫べば私はここにいると言われる。首輝きを負わすこと、指を刺すこと、呪いの言葉を吐くことをあなたの中から取り去るならば、飢えている人に心を配り、苦しめられている人の願いを満たすなら、あなたの光は闇の中に輝いて、あなたを包む闇は真昼のようになる。主は常にあなたを導き、焼けつく地であなたの渇きを癒し、骨に力を与えてくださる。あなたは潤された地の水の枯れない泉となる。人々はあなたの古い廃墟を築き直し、あなたは代々の石づけを添え直す。人はあなたを城壁の破れを直す者と呼び、道を直して人を再び住まわせるものと呼ぶ。
Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, Here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, if you pour yourself out for the hungry, and satisfy the desire of the sickness, then shall your light rise in the darkness, and your gloom be as the noonday. And the Lord will guide you continually, and satisfy your desire in scorched places, and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a water garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail, and your ancient roots shall be built.And you shall raise up the foundation of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in.
これは預言者イザヤが紀元、まあ、465年頃に預言したと言われる言葉です。
So these are the words of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, and he prophesied them about 500 years before Christ. It was during the time of exile.
この時イスラエルはですね、ペルシャに支配されていました。
And at the time, the country of Israel was under Persian rule.
とても不安定な状況でした。
It was extremely fearful and chaotic, not stable conditions.
経済的にも大変な時でした。
It was very difficult financially for the Jewish people.
まあ、まあ、支配されている、抑圧されているわけですが、それとに反抗する人もいました。
So they were under another, the Persian rule, and so some were, rebellious against that rule.
ですから、もうどこに行ってもこう落ち着かない、そういう時です。
So it was a time that, there was no peace, there was no calm.
でも人々はその時に祈り、断食をしました。
But at that time, the Jewish people were fasting.
神様、助けてくださいと言って祈り、
断
食をしました。
And actually, they were praying, God, help us.
でもですね、その祈り断食が神様の目には本物には見えなかったんです。
But God didn't see their fast as a true fast.
それはただの習慣的な伝統的な表面的なものに神様には
見えました。It was simply an outward sign, an outward gesture of their tradition, and it wasn't from their heart.
本当の意味の犠牲、サクリファイスがそこになかったんです。
They weren't.Really sacrificing and seeking God.
その祈りや断食は違う言葉で言えば現実から逃げてる逃避のことでもあったんです。
Actually, their fast and their prayer were ways that they were just running away from the reality before them.
でも民はこう言うんです。
Like God spoke to them in his way.
民はこのように言います。
The people said,
神様、なんで私たちの祈りを答えてくれないんですか?
The people said to God, God, why don't you answer our prayers?
でも神様にとっては、その祈り断食は自分勝手にで自分でしたい祈り断食だったというんです。
So God's response was, this fast and these prayers are just one to satisfy your own desires.
神様は言うんです。今あなたの置かれている、自分たちの置かれている状況を見なさい。
Look at the situation that you're in.
何をなすべきか、それを祈り求めなさい。
What should you be doing? Seek God and pray and ask what should you be doing.
そしてそれを行うことが本当の礼拝断食だというんです。
And learning and doing the will of God, that is true prayer and that is true fasting.
自分の心の安心を求める祈りではなくて、
prayer, it's not a prayer that is just seeking one's own well-being and peace.
私たちは神様が求められることをすることが必要なわけです。
True prayer is seeking the will of God.
気がつかないと私たちの祈りや断食は、まあ、なんていうか表面的というか、癖に習慣になってしまいます。
And in our case as well, praying or even fasting can become just a tradition. It can become a very surface thing.
ひょっとしたら聖書を読むことも賛美も祈りも習慣的になってしまいます。
Even reading the Bible, worshiping God, singing praises, they can be just become like custom.
私たちは本当に神様求めたらいいもの何かということを私たちは祈る必要があります。
What should we be seeking and we need to pray and ask God to lead?
神様の喜ばれる断食を私たちはしたいと思います。
We need and I want to do the fast that God is pleased with, that delights the Lord.
少し細かく見ていきたいんですけれども。
I want to look a bit more closely.
一節の時のところですね。
Look at verse 1 once again.
神様は預言者イザヤに叫べって言うんです。
He says, God says to Isaiah, shout!
もう捕まっても、気違いだと思っても言われるぐらい、叫べって言うんです。
It doesn't matter if the authorities like capture you. Shout! Shout it out!、
これはちょっと、ね、穏やかな私たちにとってはちょっと厳しいことです。思考の転換ですよね。
It's kind of a very severe word for those of us who are rather calm and shy.
でも、神様は以前に求めました。
But、もう大きな声で、神様
に叫べって言うんです。
Scream it out.
2節で神様はユダヤのためにこう言います。
Says,
本当に今礼拝断食してるかもしれない。本当にあなたは私を求めてるの？尋ねてるの？って言うんです。
God says, you're praying, you're fasting, but are you truly seeking me?
本当に心から私を求めてるの？
Are you truly seeking me from the bottom of your heart?
そして3節以降神様はこう言うんですね。
And from verse 3, God says,
私はお前の断食を、あなたたちの断食を見ない。
God、
それには意味がない。
I don't recognize your fast as a
その断食は自己中の断食だ。
That your fasting is just selfish, self-righteous fasting.
それに断食したから神様はいいことしてくださいって何か私に見返りを求めてるじゃないか。
And maybe you're just thinking that if I fast, then God will listen to what I'm saying.
苦しそうに断食してるけど、本当に苦しいの？
You look really that it's difficult to be fasting, but is it really difficult?
ひょっとしたら他の人に仕事を押し付けて断食してない？
Or is it that you're fasting and you're making other people do your work?
もしくは断食が神様自分を守ってください、他の人を滅ぼしてくださいって自己中の思いじゃないの？
Is it a fast that is just so self-centered and you're just asking God to just do as you please and to kill and destroy your enemy.
その熱心に祈ってるけど断食してるとそれは嘘だよとってなるんですね。
You're praying and you're fasting, but your prayer and your fast are like lies.
もう断食はいいものと思われてきたかもしれないけど考え方を変えなさいって言うんです。
perhaps you thought that fasting was a good thing, but what you really need is you need to turn around your mind.
私が求めるのは表面的なものじゃない。本当に心からのものであるということを知りなさいというんです。
I don't seek something just on the surface, but I seek something from the bottom of your heart.
当たり前にしていることではなく、本当に心からのことを神様は私たちに求められたいです、ね。
And today as well, God seeks us to pray and seek Him from the bottom of our heart.
6節以降に思うと、神様は私たちの目の前にあるものにしっかり目を当てなさいと言われます。目の前にあるものにしっかり目を向けなさいと言われます。
And God is saying to us, set your eyes on what's before you. Wake up. Get a grip.
そこにはですね、本当に抑圧された、虐げられた人たちがいました。Some depressed people, oppressed people.
There are people around them that are really, really suffering.
飢えている人たちがいました。
There are people around them that are hungry.
貧しくて住むところのない人たちがいました。
There are people around them that are poor, that even are homeless.
服を持たない裸の人たちがいました。
There are people around them that don't have clothes to wear.
断食なんかやめて彼らの元に行きなさいと。
And God commands them, stop fasting and go and serve these people, these hurting people right before your eyes.
そしてそのような人たちを解放しなさいと言います。
And he says to set these captives free. 8節
はすごく興味深いんですけど。
I want to look at verse 8 with you now. It's a really interesting verse.
そのように人々を解放していくときに、
when these suffering people are set free.
不思議と思われるかもしれないけれども、
it seems so miraculous and strange, but
あなたの傷が癒され、あなたが回復されるというんです。
When you set and these other people in your midst, when you help set them free, then you yourself will be set free.
あなたの傷が癒される、あなたが回復すると言われます。
You yourself will be healed. You yourself will be restored.
私が導き、私が守る。
I will lead you and I will protect you.
座っているのではなくて、立って信仰の実践者となりなさい。
And stop sitting down. Okay. Stand up. Stand up and stand up for God.
そして、9節ではですね、
Verse 9.
そのように歩んでいると、
If you walk in that way,
神様の声が近くに聞こえるっていうんです。
Then God's voice will become closer and closer.
遠くだった神様が近くになってくるんです。
The voice of God that seems so far away when we step out and we start to obey Him, the voice of God.Get closer.
主よって言ったら、
When we cry out, Lord,
何だい？私ここにいるよって言うんですね。
When we say, Lord, I'm here.
主よって言ったら、何だい？って声をかけて、それぐらいの関係だと言ってくださいます。
We will have a relationship with God when He calls out our name. We'll say, Yes, Lord, here I am.
主が共にいてくださるんですね。
And God will be with us. We will be assured that God is with us. And the Lord will lead the way. He will lead the way and He will protect us from the back. We're not walking alone. Amen.
どうでしょう？私たちは今何を私たちの目の前に見ているでしょうか？
So, my question to you this morning is, what is before your eyes?
見えていないときはですね、結構人にあいつはダメだ、こいつはダメだと私たちは言ってるかもしれません。
When we're not really trying to see our own situation, it's so easy for us to be critical about the people around us. Oh, there's something wrong with them, and oh, that person is wrong with this, and just so easy to be critical.
私たちが思考、考え方を変えた。
But when our minds are transformed, when we change our thinking around.
積極的に私たちの目の前の人と関わるときに、
Then when we start to relate to the people in our midst,
神様は私たちを世の光、地の塩としてくださるんです。
Instead of being critical, we become the true light of the world and the salt of this earth.
一人一人が 地の塩、世の光です。
Each and every single one of us are the light of this world and the salt of this earth.
でも、世のその光もですね、隠していたら光にならないんですね。
But remember what Jesus said: if we hide a light, it's useless.
塩も使わなければ塩の意味がないんです。
If we're not using the salt, there's no meaning to having the salt, to being the salt.
でも私たちが地の塩、世の光として立ち上がったときに、
But when we stand up for God, when we stand up as the light of the world and the salt of this earth,
それが小さなものであっても、
So no matter how small and tiny we are,